AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon tells Arab leaders meeting in Egypt that only negotiations can remedy the situation in Yemen. But the AP's Brian Rowan reports from Cairo that the leaders, including the King of Saudi Arabia and Egypt, are determined to keep the military pressure on until Houthi rebels in the country give up. Yemen's president, who was forced to flee his country, also described the rebels as hired thugs.
Yemen's president, the internationally recognized president, Hadi, he was calling for military action to continue in his country, and he was calling the rebels thugs and gangsters that had overthrown his government.
The Arab leaders, many of them Sunni, say Iran is using the Shiite rebel group in an effort to form a proxy state, remembering the victims of the Germanwings airliner crash. A church service in Germany. Investigators say the co-pilot apparently locked himself in the cockpit and flew the plane into a mountainside in the French Alps. Father of one of three Americans killed in the crash talks of his grief.
I don't feel anger.
Robert Oliver Calvo lost his adult son on that plane.
I'm really sad for the father, the parents of that young pilot.
He says he's been advised not to go to the crash site.
All of the passengers, including our son, there's almost nothing to be found.
He says he's not focusing on the plane's final few moments, but on the 37 years that he and his family shared with his son, Robert. I'm Rita Foley.
A decorated Boston police officer is in a medically induced coma, fighting for his life, and a suspect is dead after gunfire erupted during a traffic stop last night. 34-year-old John Moynihan, an Iraq War veteran, was shot just below his right eye. Other officers at the scene shot and killed the gunman, who was one of three people in a car. An apparent bystander was wounded. This is AP Radio News. More than 7 years after her British roommate was murdered, Italy's highest court has thrown out Amanda Knox's conviction.
I'm so grateful to have my life back.
Knox steadfastly maintains she and her former Italian boyfriend were innocent in Meredith Kircher's killing, the Italian court exonerating both, declaring they did not commit the crime. The regional finals set in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Last night's winners, Louisville, Michigan State, Gonzaga, and Duke, will meet tomorrow. Louisville taking on Michigan State in the East, Duke and Gonzaga paired in the South. Blue Devils center Jahlil Okafor says he's looking forward to the matchup.
There's 8 teams left. It's great. So hopefully we take care of business on Sunday.
Today, the first game to get to the Final Four. Wisconsin will take on Arizona in the West Regional Final. Meanwhile, the Midwest Regional Final features Kentucky against Notre Dame. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.